Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Being Unapologetically Authentic podcast. And I'm so honored to have a special guest with us today to close out our season. And her name is Dr. Levine. Dr. Levine is the founder and creator of Heartpreneur and is a business marketing consultant who assists businesses worldwide with growth, sales, and marketing. She has more than 40 years of experience encompassing work with more than 6,000 business owners and entrepreneurs in a variety of industries. Dr. Levine is also a best-selling author of dozens of books, has her own radio and TV show, and is a keynote speaker to boot. There's so much more than I could say about Dr. Levine, but I only have 30 minutes here with you guys today, and I'm going to let her do all of the amazing and share with us all of the amazing work that she has done and completed. And so thank you so much for joining me today, Dr. Levine.
I'm happy to be with you. And the name of your podcast appealed to me so much. I'm like, ooh, I love it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's so funny because you're the Heartpreneur founder and creator. And what better way to be a Heartpreneur than to be authentically aligned, right, with your heart. And so could you tell the audience or the community a little bit about your background and how you came into creating the Heartpreneur?
Sure. So prior to being in this industry as a business consultant for now 31 years, which seems hard to believe, I had owned a number of different businesses in all different industries. I was very fortunate. They all became very successful and I kept selling them. And then I spent 5 miserable years as CEO of a national healthcare company.
Oh, wow.
I just didn't fit in. I'm so entrepreneurial. They loved me. I was getting, you know, really high pay. And I'm like, this isn't satisfying. So one day I just said, I'm out of here. I know how to establish businesses and I want to help other people do the same. The company was not originally called Heartpreneur. And about 11 or 12 years ago, I was with one of my publishers. We were meeting in New York. I was working on a manuscript for him. I handed him the manuscript and he literally threw it on the floor. I was like, devastated, right? And he said, Terry, I've known you for a decade. I don't want this book. I want a book on how you do business. You do it authentically. You do it transparently. You do it with integrity. Write me that book, Heartpreneur. And I remember going, Heartpreneur what? And he said, it's you. You're an entrepreneur with heart. That's what I want you to teach people. By the time I took the train back from New York to Philadelphia, it's like, I got it. I changed the name of my company. I trademarked Heartpreneur. And we have about 7,200 people in our Heartpreneurs Facebook group that are part of this movement to disrupt the way business is being done.
I love that. And that is such a great story too, because like, I can't imagine handing over my editor, like, you know, a manuscript and he throws it on the floor. Like, oh my gosh, what does that mean?
Yeah, I was a little bit devastated. I had done 4 or 5 books with him and had a contract for this book and he tossed it on the floor. However, that was the best thing he could have done because it changed the entire trajectory of my business. And I've been able to help a lot more people this way.
That's amazing. So tell us, what is a Heartpreneur?
It's someone who does business heart to heart, truly makes connections, doesn't hunt for client family members, doesn't use Facebook ads, doesn't go into Messenger and message people all over the place. Very simply, it's someone who learns how to connect with people in a real authentic way so that through a term that I use called reverse marketing, people can raise their hands based upon the value and education you create. And they can simply say, hey, that's for me, or I'm interested. And, you know, 20 minutes before you and I got here, I had someone sign up for one of my programs. And I just thought she watched something that I had, a video, she got trained. She's a new client family member. That's the difference. And by the way, when you do business this way, it's easy, it's effortless, it's joyful, and it's fun and lucrative.
Well, ding, 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 right? Because in this market, and I don't know if you've noticed, I feel like it's been saturated with coaches and consultants who promise 7 figures in 30 days and like, you know, all of these promises, and they all focus on the number of figures that you can make rather than the connections. And I feel like we've gone from a society that had valued connections and relationships, right? Because that was the traditional way of quote unquote selling, into now viewing every person. And maybe it's like the, I don't think it's maybe, I definitely think it has something to do with it, with this increased popularity of social media, where people are just seen as numbers and like dollar signs rather than as individuals. And so when you say that it's lucrative, you know, I think a lot of people out there probably are rolling their eyes and say like, yeah, but how long is it going to take me to be, you know, like, and, you know, I don't like what kind of relationships, it's so tedious. So could you tell us how do you differentiate yourself from those other coaches that, you know, promise seven-figure businesses? And, you know, how long does it normally take for somebody to become lucrative?
These are great questions. Well, first of all, I believe, because we haven't found anybody else, that I'm the only business consultant that actually has a guarantee and I stand behind it. It's 60.
Yeah, I noticed that on your website. I thought that was pretty impressive. Yeah. 100% of your clients have all been successful.
Yeah. It's 6 figures in 6 months and it's guaranteed. Now, provided you implement, you can't just sit there, consult the stars. And the reason I have that guarantee is to force people to implement so they will be successful. 61, almost 6,200 client family members. I have never had an implementer fail ever because when they implement, it works. So let me explain. I started this business and I personally got 30 clients in 30 days. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen for everyone. However, one of my new clients, Jackie, she's 7 weeks with me and she's done a little over 68,000. Then I've got Perry and Perry's done over 27,000. He's only been with me for a month. So it's not just me. However, the problem is in this industry, it's very difficult. There's a lot of fake experts and I challenge all of them. Like, hey, if you really have that formula and system, I'll personally buy it from you. I don't care if it's 100 grand, let me buy it. Guarantee that it's going to work. And they all are gone. Like in an instant, they disappeared. So the first thing is to vet the experts, challenge them and make sure they have a guarantee. The second thing, and I tell people this all the time, don't believe me. Go speak to my client family members. There's thousands and thousands of testimonials online. Don't take someone's word for it. And unfortunately, just the last thing to address, all of a sudden, everybody in this industry is like become an expert.
And expert, right?
Yeah, right. I have people messaging me all the time. Hey, Terry, I see you're a coach and actually a consultant. I'd like to help you grow your business. I'm like, are you doing 3 to 4 million a year working 20 hours a month? They're like, what? I'm like, right. Don't just start messaging people without learning about them. Exactly. So make sure whoever you work with, if you buy a program, a course, go to a workshop, seminar, hire a coach, consultant, whatever it might be, that you have really vetted them and they are willing to make you some type of a guarantee. Does that all make sense to you?
That makes a whole lot of sense. And I'm like, how do I sign up now? So then, what type of clients do you normally work with, Terry? Do you work with those who have already been in business or, you know, the newbies, whatever?
So I have a very soft spot in my heart for new coaches because many of them are struggling. They're taught to advertise, to do marketing that doesn't work. They're posting all over social media. They're writing books. They're creating content and they're not making money. So I have to work with them because they just hold a special place in my heart. However, about 50% of the coaches, consultants, speakers, trainers, authors, healers, spiritual advisors that are in my program have actually been at it for a while, and they haven't figured out how to help more people in less time and transform more lives. That's what they want to do. So I help them create more impact, more influence, and the byproduct is 6 more figures in 6 months guaranteed. More income.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, one thing after being in this industry for so long, right, is that there's a couple of different things, but I think there's a general fear within the industry that people who are spiritual led businesses or heart led or heart centered businesses, that the struggle is real and that, you know, they don't, I think there's a general limiting belief that they don't make money because, you know, you get all this varying types of feedback. And so what do you say to these individuals that, you know, say like, oh, perhaps your clients are the exception and the norm really is that it's not a very profitable industry to be in?
Well, first of all, 6,100 clients who've implemented SEO. So it's your story. If you're saying that to yourself, you have some story. And by the way, that's also why the results aren't showing up. So, which is really interesting point. When my client family members come on board, they're ready. They're like, give me what I have to do. I'll go do it. I'm like, no. First, we're going to work on this, because when this is right, the rest happens. So I start them off with some mindset shifts that have to be made so that everything else works. And I hear from them all the time, like, this was truly transformational. This by itself changed everything. The last thing I want to point I want to make about that is I have client family members, a lot of them, who are healers, who are spiritual, who are law of attraction. I can't mention this person's name, but one of the biggest names in the law of attraction industry, who was in the movie The Secret, I've been his business consultant for years and years. Wow. And every single person who's spiritual, there's no reason that you can't be successful. We have to change this. There's plenty of people in this industry that are ridiculously successful, and there are some people, and I'm very transparent and tell people right away, that I say, you really aren't going to make it in the industry. Wow. And go do something else. In some cases, I've told entrepreneurs, you don't have an entrepreneurial mindset. You need to get a job. So I know that that may hurt some people and be a little ouchy. However, I'm here to be truthful and be honest and be transparent. And I believe that's what we need more of in this industry.
Absolutely. And it sounds like not only do you encourage your prospects and your clients to vet their consultants and their coaches, but you do the same thing when you're speaking with prospects as well.
100%. I mean, we want to make sure that people fit. And, you know, I send people to a really, really short webinar that teaches the three main mistakes coaches make, and then it teaches them how to fix them. Super short. At the end of that, they either go, that's me, Terry can help me, and they raise their hand, or they go, not for me. And that's all you need to do, is you need to educate people, create value for them. And then instead of marketing at them and hunting for clients, just simply extend your hand and say, hey, if it's fit, come in. And if it's not, cool. I hope you learned something and put it to use.
I love that. So what would you say to those individuals that, you know, I think, so let me take a step back. I think one of my biggest passions right now and one of my biggest whys right now is to really start to change the conversations that we're having in business to be less focused. And we kind of, you know, evolved from that conversation into here too, is that, you know, to change the conversation from how profitable a business can be or is into putting the people back into the business, right? Because ultimately it's the people, whether it's the people on the side that's purchasing or the people on the side that is in the business, it's still people. And even with the advent of artificial intelligence, et cetera, at the end of the day, you're still catering to people. And so, you know, what do you think is missing currently from these discussions so that these conversations of putting people back in it, in their rightful place of platforms and priorities, what do you think is missing from the conversation that really would create more interest in creating in recreating and bringing back the people first business?
Oh, I love hearing this. So we have a model that we talk about a lot, and it is called People First, and we teach it here at Heartrepreneur. My clients, and maybe you've heard me say this, I call them client family members.
So yes, I was going to touch on that too. So yeah, perfect.
In my life, my family comes first. That's my priority. My second priority are my client family members. Most of my clients stay, when they come, they stay forever. I've had clients for 27, 28 years. They just keep renewing. We stay on the journey. They are family. We become very close-knit community and friends. So the first thing is you have to really feel that way in your heart, not just talk. You have to really feel that way. I don't care if somebody spends a dime with me or they're in my free Facebook community with, I don't know, 7,200 entrepreneurs. I embrace them. I give them my best material. I nurture them. I train them. I take them under my wing because I care and they matter. The biggest issue that I'm seeing in business today, all business, is that people do business transactionally. Let me get a client. Let me get on a call that's really a sales pitch in disguise, and I'll call it a complimentary session, a demo, a discovery call. All of those are sales pitches in disguise. My client family members learn to do deep dive breakthroughs where they actually sell nothing and they have more people working with them than the average coaches and consultants. So that's what's missing. We're not doing it correctly. The marketing is wrong and it's all based on transactions. What I teach is create value, 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 provide education, education, education. And if you don't have enough income, you're not creating enough value or education. I'll make it that simple.
That's amazing. And then, so when people hear, you know, the term relationships, right? There's a huge population of us out there who are introverts or, you know, highly functional introverts. And so the thought of reaching out to people, the thought of creating relationships with strangers, like number one for me, I'm an introvert, highly functioning one, but I am an introvert. You know, it almost feels like a little forced, because it's not something I would normally do, like reach out to strangers, make friends. It's just against, you know, kind of like the introvert's natural instincts. So how does your program work for introverts? I'm sure you have them in your client family as well.
So first, I want to just give you a little coaching that will help.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Up until now, I wasn't comfortable reaching out to strangers. When you say up until now, it literally psychologically stops that pattern because you're playing that pattern. And I'm not just speaking to you, I'm speaking to the audience because
yeah.
So first of all, this is very surprising when I tell people this on stage, they usually laugh. I'm like, I'm an extreme introvert. And that is truth. Even though I speak on major stages all over the world, my preferred style, you can ask my husband, is sitting at home, quietly reading a book and talking to no one. I have learned to be extroverted in business. Why? If you are not extending your hand and reaching out to people, and I'm going to say something that will be an ouchie, get a job, because you're not meant to be an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs look forward to helping people. They wake up in the morning and they go, especially in our industry, whose life can I help? Who can I help transform? I live every single day and breathe to transform as many lives as possible. I wake up in the morning, I go, whose life can I transform? How can I transform? And then I take actions aligned with that all day. So let me give you a real example. I have a client family member, Dr. Barbara. I think she's probably the biggest introvert I have ever met. I mean, she's beyond extreme. And the first time I met her, she basically said like two words to me, and now we've become like sisters. We're really close friends. Yet her preferred style is absolutely, she won't be friendly in a restaurant. She wants nothing to do with the person serving her. So I taught her to do deep dive breakthroughs by literally just reaching out. Friends, family, neighbors, people from associations she belonged to, groups, in a very friendly way of simply saying, oh my gosh, I am so excited. I have this cool process and I'd like to gift you. I have nothing to sell, nothing to offer. It's not a sales pitch in disguise. I'd like to give you a full deep dive breakthrough. It's confidential and I guarantee it'll be a conversation you'll remember the rest of your life. It's my gift to you. Based on that, she added, I can't remember the exact number, I know I'm close, about $380,000 to her business. By the way, wow. She works less hours and has more time with her kiddos, which is really important. And she never reached out to strangers. She still hasn't. And this has been, I don't know, 5-6 years now. She doesn't need to. She extended her hand, people come in, and then she simply says, hey, who would you like me to pass on a breakthrough to? And they're like, hey, my friend Mary can use this. Let me introduce you. It's a very simple process.
That's amazing. That is so amazing. And then, so does that take, because you're doing all of those breakthrough sessions, does that take a longer period of time in terms of time commitment? Or does that normally take a normal session?
So I was able to have 30 clients in 30 days. And I literally did one to two of these a day. Because when you're just starting, your day isn't full, right? You're kind of empty going, what should I do? So I would do one in the morning. And if I could schedule a second, I'd do one in the afternoon. That's 4 hours of my time. I have a client family member right now, Kevin, and he's done, I think, 12 breakthrough sessions in 2 weeks. Wow. And he has 6 new client family members, and his program is $7,800. So wow. The income quickly justifies. And the biggest thing, and we talked about this at the beginning, is whether or not somebody becomes a client is actually irrelevant. He's getting to do what he loves best, transforming lives. He's getting raving reviews all over the internet. He's getting referrals, and every day he's making a difference. So I just want to say to the audience, focus on the right outcome. The right outcome is someone going to hire me? Because that's why you're not getting hired. People can tell the aspiration. It's, I'm just going to show up and transform somebody's life and make it the best conversation they've ever had. That's it.
Yeah. And I think it's so important that distinction, right? Because like you said, I think the fact that you can go in with a genuine heart and genuine intention of supporting somebody and really just giving back to, let's say, society, really doing what you love, it definitely shows up in the energy of everything too. And people feel that. People feel the genuineness, and, you know, people can also feel the disingenuity. I can't pronounce it, but when you're being fake, right? And then when you're just looking to basically like throw in that pitch at the very end, people are waiting and expecting and anticipating it. And so it's so important to go in with that right mindset of like, I'm just here to really support you. How can I support you today? Because it really is like the business differentiator. You know, I think there's just so much desperation and quick bucks, you know, motivation behind a lot of the folks out there that is a true differentiator between a heartrepreneur versus that of a standard business entrepreneur.
100%. And the shift when you do business really in this authentic, transparent way is you're in integrity, you're Pono, right? You can go to sleep at night, you have conversations, don't feel like you have to take a shower afterwards. You're just excited. Like, I look forward to every conversation. I'm like, oh, who am I going to speak with? Whose life can I transform? How can I really deeply tune in, help them, ask the best coaching and consulting questions, and make a difference for them today? And if that's all you focus on, not only will you have the income that you desire and deserve, you will consistently transform people's lives. You'll love what you do. I mean, I can't wait to do what I do every single day.
That's amazing. That is so amazing. And so for those of us, or just the general collective, who are out there, who are struggling, what one piece of advice would you give to them at this time?
Great question. So the first thing I would say is stop doing what isn't working, whether it's posting all over social media or blogging or messaging people or hiding behind your computer thinking you have to create more content or that writing a book is going to solve yours, just whatever you're doing. I really mean this. Stop. Those are old forms of marketing that no longer work in this industry at all. And everyone continues to do them because people just don't know what actually works and what the new methods are, the modern way of actually doing this. So start embracing the new. Start learning how to do deep dive breakthrough sessions and begin extending your hand and offering those. And if you simply in the next 2 weeks do 5 or 6 of these, I guarantee you that is going to make a dramatic difference to your business, your income, your influence, your impact, and your joy. That's my recommendation.
I love that. And the one last question for you that I've been asking all of our guests, or all of my guests on the show, is what is your definition of success? How do you define success authentically?
Oh, what a nice question. My definition of success is doing what you love and loving what you do and knowing that you're making a difference. And a difference for your client family members, a difference in generating money that then you can spend and help the world economy. To me, that is success.
I love that. I love that so much. So Dr. Levine, please tell our community if they would be, if they're interested in working with you further or to learn more about how to be a heartrepreneur, how do they find you?
Great. So the first thing I really do recommend is joining our Facebook Mastermind community. We all do business together and I'd love to see you in there. And that's on Facebook. It's called Heartrepreneurs with Terry Levine. And we'd love to embrace you there. And the second thing is watch this super short training. I'm giving you a free pass. It's six, FIGS, F-I-S-G-S, like figures, six figs in six months.com. Six figs in 6 months.com. And I will tell you at the end of that training, you will have the information that you need to let go of the old and embrace the new.
I love that. And we will post both of the links to the Facebook group as well as to the video in our show notes so that people can just click on it really easily. And Dr. Libby, sorry, can you hear me?
Yep, you froze for a second, you're back.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay, great. Anything else you want to say or otherwise?
No, the only other thing I would say is stop following the advice of people who are doing the old. Just so you know, a lot of those people have been my client family members, some still are. It doesn't mean that those things are working. Somehow they got caught up and this is what I'm supposed to do. And so you can't keep doing what isn't working. You need to get different results. I hope that helps.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much for helping us get closer with our authenticity when it comes to being an entrepreneur, when it comes to running a business. And I wish you much continued success. And for those of you who are interested in working more with Dr. Levine, I will post the links in the show notes. And until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hold on, let me stop recording.